Today, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on this Words of Life program. Brother David Johnson will use Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24 to speak to us on the topic, Impossible for Death to Keep His Hold on Him. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support this program with our prayers and contributions. We now present singing, Praising Our Risen Lord. Sing along if you know the words.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast, there by His love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall
Tis the voice of angels, born in a song to me. Over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe.
I don't know how wide will be that city so fair. I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how high will be that mansion of mine. I only know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine. It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
Because
I know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Please pray with me. Father, we rejoice in knowing that the resurrected Savior lives, giving us hope of salvation. Thank you for loving us so much. Please help this broadcast to be used for your glory in an effort to tell others about Jesus. Bless each of our listeners with good health, peace, and a right relationship with you. Bless also those who are serving you by teaching and preaching to the world. Help them to be effective and keep them from harm. We look forward to the time when Jesus will call his people home. Please help us to be ready for him. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose.
He arose,
he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose,
he arose,
with a mighty triumph for his foes.
He arose
a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign.
He arose,
he arose,
he arose,
he arose,
hallelujah,
Christ arose.
Based upon Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, Brother David Johnson will tell us that it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is, It Was Impossible for Death to Keep Its Hold on Him. And our text is in the New Testament, Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 24. Please listen to the Word of God. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. This is the Word of God. May he add his blessing to the public reading of his Word. There are many evidences regarding the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, yet many still do not believe. Of course, we need to share the truth of the literal bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ out from amongst the dead. We need to share the truth, for example, as the Apostle Peter, who was radically changed, who before the cross denied and disowned Christ, but after the resurrection defended and declared Christ as alive, raised from the dead. Before the cross, Peter wept bitterly. After the resurrection, he witnessed boldly. He was indeed a changed, radically changed man. Possibly, to some, the same came with clubs, swords, and torches. And Peter declared in Acts chapter 2 and verse 22, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs. And therefore Peter publicly witnessed God had validated, had verified Jesus of Nazareth as Messiah by many supernatural acts." In verse 23, Peter even boldly condemned his fellow Jews. "This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross," revealing that the cross was not an accident, but part of God's preordained plan even before the foundation of the world. In verse 24, "But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Today, we especially celebrate this truth on Easter Sunday. Why is this impossible? For at least two reasons. First, because Jesus Christ is God, a person of the great I Am, and could not and would not remain dead nor see decay as the Holy One. John chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus Christ equals the first fruits of the dead, never to die again, because Christ was raised so that we in Christ will also be raised. Secondly, because God the Father promised. For example, consider in the Old Testament Psalm 16 and verse 10b, where it says, quote, "Nor will you let your Holy One see decay," end quote, which Peter quoted, applying this to the Christ, the Messiah, as God's Holy One in Acts chapter 2 and verse 31. Seeing what was ahead, he, David, spoke of the resurrection of the Christ. Not only was Peter changed, but all of the 11 remaining apostles also changed as eyewitnesses of the resurrected Christ, including Matthias, who took the place of Judas Iscariot. Not only the 11, but many more disciples were added. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. About 3,000 were added to their number that day. What's the point? Would a dead crucified criminal, so it was supposed, motivate, inspire thousands more followers, especially since he'd predicted that he'd be raised from the dead? It was not a lie. It was not a deception. He was literally raised from the dead, bodily. Only a lunatic or a liar would make such a claim, unless he is Lord over death. And he is. And his followers to this day, some 2,000 plus years later, attest to this being raised from the dead by faith. Faith in the Scriptures. Faith that it is the Word of God and that it cannot be broken. Today, Jesus Christ raised from the dead is believed by billions of professing Christians of every culture on every continent for more than 20 centuries. It's not a fad, it's a fact. In the early church, Christians were willing to die for a living Savior, not a dead rabbi. And the blood of the martyrs became the seed, the growth of the church. Before the empty tomb, according to John chapter 7 and verse 5, "For even his own brothers did not believe in him." In Jewish society, it was highly embarrassing for a noted rabbi's own family not to believe in him and what he taught. The gospel writer John would have had no motive for fabricating this sibling unbelief of his half-brother's unbelief. Yet even beyond Scripture, in a secular source by noted Jewish historian Josephus, who was a non-believer in Jesus of Nazareth as Messiah, recorded that the brother of Jesus, James, became the leader of the Jerusalem church and was stoned to death a martyr for Christ and his kingdom as his Lord. And what did it take to convince James, the half-brother of Jesus? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 7, "Then he appeared to James." Jesus Christ showed himself alive after the cross in his glorified, resurrected body to James. James would not have died a martyr for Christ if he was still in unbelief. James believed in his risen Lord, another changed man, radically changed from the inside out. Another significant line of evidence for a resurrected Jesus Christ concerns the early primitive church, made up almost entirely of Jewish Christians. Have you ever wondered how the ancient Jews, scattered to the four corners of the earth, have been able to keep their identity so clearly? That is, besides God's protection? Where are some of their ancient neighbors, the Amorites, the Edomites, the Pezerites? These have been assimilated or annihilated, but not the Jew. Why? One basic word: traditions. They kept their traditions to keep their unique Jewish identity intact, especially religious traditions. Orthodox Jews are extremely zealous. Their traditions, handed down generation after generation, celebrated and reinforced with many rituals, practices, and customs. Traditions made Jews distinctive, unlike any other people. But after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jewish Christians changed, radically changed many of their traditions, cherished in some cases, for thousands of years. Why? Consider, for example, since Moses, Israelites, Jews, regularly, according to Mosaic law, offered animal sacrifices to atone for their sins. After the cross and the empty tomb, many Jewish Christians ceased. They stopped offering animal sacrifices. Why? They believed in the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, who paid for once and for all on the cross as the atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world, and that God verified that he'd accepted Christ's perfect sacrifice by raising him from the dead. Also, for example, Jews rigorously practiced Mosaic law with all the rules, rituals, and regulations regarding especially what was ceremoniously clean or unclean. Yet, after the cross and the empty tomb, many mature Jewish Christians stopped observing these practices. For example, the Apostle Paul, a Jewish Christian, wrote, and it says in part in Romans chapter 14 and verse 14, "As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself." Why? After centuries of Mosaic law, the old covenant passed away, is obsolete. The new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ is now in force, and law-keeping was and is impossible to keep in order to appease God for salvation, including all the rituals, rules, and regulations of the law. The resurrected Redeemer made this all possible, whom Paul met on the road to Damascus. Otherwise, Saul would have continued hunting down disciples of only a dead rabbi. But instead, he came to accept and revere Jesus of Nazareth as his Redeemer, because our Redeemer lives. And for example, consider that devout Jews religiously still keep the Sabbath, Shabbat, the seventh day of the week, as holy, doing nothing except religious devotion. But after the resurrection of Christ, Jewish Christians began keeping Sunday, the first day of the week, as holy, as set apart, when they broke bread and assembled and had fellowship together. Why? Christ was raised from the dead on Sunday, the first day of the week. Would Jews have changed their day of worship only for another dead prophet? Surely not. Jewish Christians change centuries-old laws and traditions because many were eyewitnesses to the resurrected, glorified body of Jesus Christ, the Messiah to Israel and to all nations. Lastly, consider that devout Jews recite the Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. But especially after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, thousands of Jewish Christians in growing numbers believed that He is, in fact, the only begotten, one and only Son of God, and worshiped Jesus Christ as God, and even baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, according to the instructions of God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. Jewish Christians believed in one God, but revealed in three persons, which was blasphemy to those that practice Judaism. What's the point? Jewish Christians changed radically. Many of their most important religious traditions and practices, some that were treasured for thousands of years, generation after generation, traditions that distinctly make them Jewish. Why? Because Jesus Christ is alive. Do you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? You must. It's part of saving faith. And this is reinforced by the text of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus Christ is alive, and one day all persevering believers will see him face to face. We so very much look forward to that glorious day.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, Hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. Sing ye hymns, the earth reply. Hallelujah. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Hallelujah. Lord, our sun's eclipse is o'er. Hallelujah. Lo, he sets in blood.
where, O death, is now thy sting. Alleluia. Once he died our souls to save. Alleluia. Where thy victory boasting grave.
We are blessed as we honor the resurrected Jesus. The time of Easter is especially important and an opportunity to think about and tell others about Jesus. We pray that God has blessed you for this day and in the days that follow, as God wills. If we can help you in your spiritual interest, or if you would like for us to send you a free CD of this program, please write to us. You are listening to broadcast number 2114. That's 2114. Please write to us today. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing the